Online, in an AOL gay chat room, calling himself Hi Buddy What's Up, he tells the decoy, who's pretending to be a 14-year-old boy, that he's horny. Then the 46-year-old says,
I want to be top.
Oh, okay.
You want to do it raw?
Raw?
Yes.
What's that?
No rubber.
So what made you decide to come over here and meet a teenage boy after this sexually explicit conversation?
I thought it was I wanted to hang out with someone, like a friend. Like, I thought he was like 18, something like that. It wasn't, I'm not gay or anything. I'm just saying.
Well, this isn't about gay
or straight. No, I'm just saying. I'm straight.
Nobody cares what adults do.
No, I'm just saying.
But when you involve somebody who's 14, that's when it becomes an issue. How old are you ask? 14. I told you that already. You say K, meaning okay.
Right? I wasn't going to.
But why do that? What's the motive here? Explain it to me.
No, you're right. No, you're right. It's stupid.
It's an illegal thing.
Yeah, I know. I did a stupid thing.
Do you ever watch much television?
Sometimes, once in a while. Not so much of a TV person.
Well, I'm Chris Hansen, and I work for Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults who try to meet kids online.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be, oh, boy.
A bunch of fucktards, George. I think this expression is a new word.
Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. What an amazing intro. It's Distorted View meets Dubstep. Got to say thanks to Virgin Sex Pet. He took that music, that intro music, and created something entirely new. And brilliant, I must say. I really like that. I'm kind of getting into dubstep just because everything now has that sound. You can't not kind of like it, right? My impression of dubstep. Whoop, 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 whoop. No, it really does sound good. That's an amazing intro. If you guys want it, Virgin Sex Pet said you can download it for free. I'll put a link on today's show notes. I want a longer version. I want that to be a full song. I would totally put that on my iPod. What Virgin Sex Pet should do, he does this now, right? I guess he's like a musician. Is that what you call what these people do? Making these mixes and stuff? At any rate, he should make a full version and throw it up on iTunes and sell it for 99 cents. I know a lot of you freaks would purchase it. I think it sounds great. So there you go. Just another wonderful submission for the Distorted View intro contest. I don't really know. Did I say anyone would win a prize? Or is it just your chance to be featured on DP? Well, regardless, Virgin Sex Pet should win a prize. Someone give him a prize. I'm not going to give him a prize. Please, I don't have that kind of money. How great was that to catch a predator guy? I want to top you. You're going to be my bottom. I'm going to fuck you raw. No, I ain't gay, though. I ain't gay. I thought it was 18, even though he told me it was 14 twice. They're fucking idiots. Speaking of idiots, I went to the movies this past week, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with, if you live in Columbus, if you've been to Columbus, there's an area called Easton, which is a great big, like, outdoor mall, and they've got, like, a main area. And in the main area, there's a movie theater. It's an AMC joint. And downstairs is where you purchase the tickets, right, in the mall area. And then you go up a flight of escalators. And at the base of the escalator, there's someone who rips off the ticket and tells you, you know, which theater you're going into. Well, the person I was with had a tummy ache and had a plastic cup full of, like, ginger ale to ease his tummy pains. And, of course, they don't want you to bring any type of outside beverage indoors. Unfortunately, the person they hired to rip the tickets and give you the stub was a crippled bitch. Now, my friend was in agony to begin with. He was in a pissy mood, and he wasn't going to take shit. And once he saw that there was someone who was physically disabled at the helm, he knew he could get away with just about anything. So, and she, you know, she talked with slurred speech. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with her. First of all, let me just say this to AMC and any movie theater chain. I think it's admirable you're hiring the retards to work, but you got to give them a job they can do, you know. Why would you give someone who's crippled in a wheelchair, head cocked to one side with a gimpy arm, you know, like the arm, like the tiny hand, you know, one hand was turned in, like she didn't have full motion with that hand, and the other one was like a tiny hand. I don't want to deal with a tiny hand person. You know, I have to hand them something, they have to give it back to me, my hand might touch theirs. It's fucking gross. I'm sorry, it just is. Have that person, I don't know, take care of the 3D glasses after people dispose of them. You know what I mean? You throw them in that bin, she could man that or something. So she takes my ticket and gives me my stub, and then she notices there's this long pause because she knows that, you know, my friend has a drink, and she's trying to decide if she's going to say something. So there was, like, this pause, and then, you know, you can't take, like, she can't even speak. I mean, it just took an hour for her to get this sentence out. She has no business working. Doesn't she get SSI? I don't know, not really sure what SSI is. I think it's for retarded people. But she should not be working. You know, you've got a shitty life. Why not just stay at home, watch TV, enjoy yourself? So she rips my ticket, and then she sees my friend with the, you know, with the ginger ale. And she, you know, kind of sputters out, you can't take it in there with you. And he said, this is medicine. Right, okay. Medicine in the form of, like, Cotton Club ginger ale or whatever. Actually, we went to this restaurant that made the ginger ale. He used real ginger root or something. So it really did help his stomach. But still. So he said, this is medicine. I have to, or I'm going to throw up all over the place. And then there was, like, this extended pause where she was trying to figure out what to do next. And the great thing is, she can't do anything, even if she wanted to. At most, she could repeat saying, you can't bring that in. But, you know, she doesn't have a walkie-talkie. They don't trust her with one. She can't operate one. She needs her one good hand to rip the ticket, I guess. Her little gimpy hand's not going to be able to, you know, use a walkie-talkie. And everyone else is upstairs, up past the escalator. She couldn't get up there if she wanted to. She's in that wheelchair. So she was fucked. So she basically just relented. Fine, okay. All right, so, you know, he won that battle. So as we're going up the escalator, he's still pissed off at her. And my friend said, you know, he said, if she thinks she's crippled now, wait until I get done with her. And that just tickled me. I surround myself with people who are as much of an asshole as I am or more of an asshole. If you want to be my friend, just know that. If you can cause a scene and make me feel uncomfortable, I want to know you. I want to be around you. I'm hitching my wagon to you. You know what I mean? Like, those are the type of people I love. As long as you're not an asshole to me. Because the thing is, assholes get shit done. They're always getting free shit from companies because they bitch and moan, and they won't relent until they're satisfied. And to some extent, I'm like that. You know, a couple months ago, I was telling you about how AT&T Uverse was fucking me over, and I just wouldn't stop. I kept calling, and I started looking at other, you know, internet providers, and then calling AT&T back and threatening them, and getting on their Facebook page and complaining. Finally, I'm getting a sweet deal now at Uverse. I'm paying less than I was before, before this whole thing started. And I'm getting, you know, all the premium channels and the fastest internet in my area. It pays to be an asshole. If you are not an asshole, right, if you are a shy person or just a good-natured, good-hearted person, you got to find yourself an asshole. You know, at least one friend needs to just be a total dick, and it'll pay off in spades. And by spades, I mean black people. All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's get into some audio. Oh, my God, Fox News fucked up big this past weekend. They pretty much aired a suicide. And what's great is they were on a delay. like a 7-second delay. They could have ended this. They could have, like, they got to see what was going on before us viewers did by 7 seconds. So they could have cut out at any time. But they fucked up big. So there was a car chase going, like a high-speed car chase. The guy gets out of his car, starts running down a hill or something, and decides he's just going to end it.
No. And look at this. He's just running. Oh, my. Well, it looks like he's a little disoriented or something.
Yeah, he's running.
It's always possible a guy could be on something.
Then he stops, pulls out a gun.
No, get off it. Get off it.
So Shepard Smith saying, get off. Not only did they not cut off this video with their 7-second delay in time, they let Shepard Smith go on. They didn't even cut that part out. They really just fucked up.
Something.
So the guy puts the gun up to his head. You even hear the, like someone in the control room or in the background going, "Oh my god, he's gotta go!" You know, like freaking out.
Get off it!
Oh.
My name is Doug, and I have mesothelioma.
Doug, I don't want to hear it from you right now. A guy just blew his brains out. Your mesothelioma or whatever is not a big deal in comparison. Yeah, they cut to commercial. A little too late. Mesothelioma commercial. So after the break, Shepard Smith, the Fox News anchor, offered an apology. Let's hear this one more time.
Get off it.
Oh, no. All right, so here we go. Here's the explanation.
Well, some explaining to do. While we were taking that car chase and showing it to you live, when the guy pulled over and got out of the vehicle, we went on delay. So that's why I didn't talk for about 10 seconds. We created a 5-second delay, as if you were to bleep back your DVR 5 seconds. That's what we did with the picture we were showing you, so that we would see in the studio what was happening 5 seconds before you did, so that if anything went horribly wrong, we'd be able to cut away from it.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you, Shepard?
Without subjecting you to it. And we really messed up. And we're all very sorry. That didn't belong on TV. We took every precaution.
It belonged on Distorted View Daily, which is why DV is way better than the news.
You had a take to keep that from being on TV.
Oh.
And I personally apologize to you.
I've seen way worse on the movies.
That happened. Sometimes we see a lot of things that we don't let get to you. Because it's not time appropriate. It's insensitive.
Or it paints Democrats in a good light.
It's just wrong.
Just stuff you should not see on Fox.
And that was wrong. And that won't happen again on my watch.
How can you say that, Shepard? You said you took every precaution. It was a fuck up. How can you guarantee that it's not going to happen again?
And I'm sorry.
Do you have one of those like Men in Black wands that erase your memory or something? I'm going to go to everyone's house that's watching Fox News. Saw someone blow their brains out. All right, I thought that was kind of funny. In a morbid sort of way, I guess. Moving on, I love black people who are ignorant. especially ones who are out supporting Obama, because that's who the news wants to talk to, right? The uninformed idiots. Here is a woman explaining why she is going to vote for Obama.
Obama!
You got Obama phone?
Yes! Everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone! Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone!
He gave you a phone?
Do more!
That's why she's gonna vote for Obama. Because he gave me a phone! He gave everyone poor in Cleveland a phone! First of all, that's not true. So, they're calling it the Obama phone, but really what it is some FCC program called Lifeline. And this was started way before Broccoli Obama hit the White House. So, but I think it was for poor people to have a landline, and then the FCC expanded that and said, look, you know, everyone has cell phones now, so I guess poor people should have that as well. All right. Oh, and it's not a tax or anything. I think like Verizon and AT&T, all those companies have to pay into a fund that basically supports this program. All right, so it has nothing to do with Obama.
Obama!
Obama!
Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He Give me a phone.
Do more.
How do you give you a phone?
Next, he gonna give me HDTV if we elect him. He told me so. 1080p, motherfucker. LCD, LED, 3D, motherfucker. Obama's giving me all sorts of D's. STDs.
How do you give you a phone?
You sign up if you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question.
Disability? That's another D?
Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Bad.
He ain't giving me nothing for free.
Obama.
Maybe if Romney gave me an iPad for free, I'd vote for this white cracker ass.
Obama phone?
Yes, every...
Moaning motherfucker. I don't know, okay.
Buddy in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Well, keep Obama there. In president, you know?
Love that woman.
He gave us a phone.
He gave you a
phone. All right. That clip is due for a remix, isn't it? Auto-tune that bitch. Finally, before we get into the news, I got one more clip here. We've played many prison inmate videos where, you know, guys are talking about their experience, what it's like in jail, dudes tossing each other salads with or without jelly. But what's it like for gay inmates? Well, I've got some video here.
Hey, I'll have my fat man.
I'm on this side, protective custody, because of, you know, all the drama that goes on over on the main line.
Gays love drama, and I can't think of a place more drama-filled than in prison.
Our turn to the lifestyle.
You've got the Crips and the Bloods and the Latin Kings and the Yakuza and the Haitians. I don't know.
Here, it's not really hard because you're surrounded by a lot of men. There's a lot of men in here, you know what I mean? And
bitches in hog heaven.
To a lot of men in here, we are like the closest thing to females to them.
They're looking at me.
Oh my God. That's Jarrett Angel Williams, who is a transvestite.
They're looking at all men.
Yeah, I mean, she does kind of look like a woman, which is dangerous. I mean, you know, you're going to get raped. And if I had to choose between, you know, fucking, you know, a 300-pound guy's dirty asshole or a tranny's ass, I guess I would pick a tranny's ass because at least, you know, it's sort of womanly. He's trying to be feminine.
It goes along with the territory, you know, if you're in that alternative lifestyle. That's what you're going to get, a lot of catcalling from the guy and stuff like that. You know, and it's going to make you feel pretty. I'm married right now.
He's married? The tranny's married?
So, somebody in here, and everybody knows that, so everybody leaves me alone. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, they just asked, you know, Angel, the tranny has a husband. Do you? And this is the other guy.
Matter of fact, he's right here. This is him right here.
What do you like about her?
What I like about her personality, which is real. She keeps it real. She keeps it all the way real, all the way around. You know what I'm saying? She don't lie. She don't cheat. She don't steal. You know what I'm saying? She's not shy.
Refer to the guy as her. You're not fooling anyone. We all know you're having gay fucking sex.
You know what I'm saying? She don't mess around, so I like her. You know what I'm saying? She knows how to be a woman. A woman needs to be a woman.
When I met him...
A woman needs to be a woman, and a man needs to be a woman, too, sometimes.
I met him... I had met him on the street, okay? And he was already on parole, and I was on parole.
Dream date. What a hunk, right?
You know, and it took, like, a whole month for him to tell me that he was on parole. You know what I mean? But he finally told me that he was on parole. And he had also told me that he was married. He was married, you know what I mean, to a female out there. So he had a wife.
Isn't it funny that now they're both behind bars?
Met him, you know, but... and we both ended up in here together, you know what I mean? When I seen him, I was like, whoa, you know what I mean? So we did...
Fate.
I just go ahead on and become cellmates. And he told his wife on the streets about me. He wrote a letter and told her about me. And about a month later, she served him divorce papers. He got divorce papers served here.
Really? A woman doesn't like the fact that you're banging another dude?
My number one hitter. I'm always gonna love her.
God, what a stuck-up bitch.
That's gonna be my one pride and joy. Ain't nobody else stepping in front of that. Nobody.
Congratulations, you're officially a fucking homosexual. The transformation is complete.
I got soap all on my head.
got sunblock on my hand. Don't worry about it. Don't worry if you're a little greasy. Just look into the camera, baby. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Daily Sideshow, sign up right now. Listen to me. I'm not one for hyperbole, but if you do not sign up for the Sideshow, I am going to die. You're going to kill me. I am going to die of a broken heart. Listen, it's only $6.99 a month. Or you can sign up for a yearly membership and get like 2 months free. There's also lifetime membership options available. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. I do video casts and other exclusive material. There are zipped archives of past years, so you can download a fuck ton of shows. Sign up right now. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Also, don't forget, we still have some t-shirts available. I think this is the last week for t-shirt sales, and then I'm going to call it quits. Not like we have a lot of them left anyway, so if you want yours, order right now, jagoo.net. We've got Satan Away shirts and Bristol 7 t-shirts as well. There's also posters. Oh, speaking of which, if you sign up for a monthly membership, I'll send you off some Distorted View bumper stickers. If you sign up for a yearly, I'll also send you a poster. How about that? Very cool. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, face it, we look down upon those who are disabled, physically disabled. We think they're charity cases, and we feel sorry for them. But, you know, don't be mistaken. They can be total assholes, too. We got a story from Sandy, Utah. Ooh. A man who police say exposed himself to a 7-year-old female at a Walmart has been arrested. Does it really matter if he exposed himself to a 7-year-old female or a 7-year-old male? The fact that he exposed himself to a preteen, that's the headline here. Sandy police say Stephen Powell, 57, was arrested on September 27th after the Salt Lake District Attorney's Office issued a warrant for his arrest. The incident occurred in Sandy at the Walmart located at 9151 Corey Stone Way. Police say several leads, as well as help from the media's audience, led to the identification and arrest. Powell has been charged with lewdness by a registered sex offender involving a child, which is a third-degree felony. Now, you can call me a socialist, commie, Obama welfare mama for what I'm about to say, but I feel if you are physically disabled, we should, as a society, make sure you get laid. And the more gimped up and gnarly your physical appearance is, the more pussy you get. No one wants to get raped. No one wants to be molested, especially by someone who looks awful. Sexual abuse is a little less traumatizing when the person doing it to you is kind of smoking hot. I gotta be honest with you, I think I would feel flattered. Like, if like a really hot sex offender picked me? Really? You could pick anyone to be your victim. And you chose me, and you're smoking hot. All right, so my theory is if we just give these people some sex occasionally, they won't feel the need to expose themselves in a Walmart. Think about our kids, our children, for Christ's sakes. Here's how we go about doing this. It's not going to cost the government anything, even though this is going to be a government program. All right, we legalize prostitution. But for like an hour or two a week, prostitutes have to donate their time to this program. Well, their time and their pussy to these programs. They have to do a little bit of community service, pleasuring those who are in need and are deformed and disgusting. I'm telling you, it could work. I think outside the box, I'd be a pretty good candidate. I would get absolutely no votes whatsoever. All right, second story we have for you today. This one also has to do with a sex offender. The difference? This story happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Dada, hold my flower now. This our most fucked up state. Shepherd, hear me now.
Oh, yeah. This our most fucked up state. Praise be to the Lord.
All right, lawmen say a man who does not like the homosexuals beat up his girlfriend's gay brother, then the girlfriend, after the brother dropped by for a visit. I just popped over for a few cocktails. Who wants a Cosmo? As much as I don't agree with hate crimes, the gays are just always on. It's nonstop with the gays and the this and the Cosmos and the Sex and the City. I don't know. On September 20th, a county sheriff deputy was near Dawes Road when he heard a woman screaming, "No, no, stop." I guess I could have done that with more feeling. No! Oh, no! Stop! That's better. She and other deputies responded and found a woman walking barefooted and hysterical towards Bob Sykes Road. She was hysterical. All right, we get it. She's hysterical. You don't have to keep mentioning it. And holding her face. She said she and her boyfriend had been fighting over the past few hours. She said her brother came to visit and her boyfriend doesn't like him because he's gay. He chased the woman's brother out of the house and hit him several times. He then cornered the woman in the bathroom and bashed her head against the toilet. That's the gay brother. He's laughing at the fact that she was bashed against the toilet. It's your sister. And don't forget, you just got beaten up too. He can't help it. He thinks it's funny. All right. So he bashed her head against a goddamn toilet 4 or 5 times while yelling, "I could kill you right now." The woman had swelling in her cheeks and her top lip. A records check indicated her boyfriend had a prior conviction for domestic violence and was a registered sex offender himself. His address had not been updated, which is a violation of the law. He was charged with battery and failure to register as a sex offender. His court date is November 6th. And finally, today, freaks, a West Virginia man is being sentenced to life in prison. That's serious business. There's nothing funny about this story. Why am I reading it? He was sentenced to life in prison after telling a judge he shot and killed his girlfriend last year because she interrupted his sleep. All right, look, REM is a very important sleep cycle. And if it's interrupted, I can totally understand being a bit miffed. 50-year-old Aaron Brian Pauley pleaded guilty to first-degree murder on Friday in Putnam County Circuit Court. Pauley told Judge Philip Stowers that he shot 52-year-old Deborah Rosiak at their Winfield trailer, classy, in September of 2011. Look, emotions were probably running high. That's what happens on the anniversary of 9/11. We were told to never forget, and this is what happens every year. People suffer from insomnia because they can't stop thinking about those goddamn Twin Towers going down. And then, he finally gets to sleep, and this broad wakes him up. Maybe she's rattling. Her jewelry's, swinging about. Her bracelets are clanging and shit. Or maybe she's trying to watch TV. That goddamn Wii or something. Women's Entertainment. Lifetime or something. He snapped. The Charleston Gazette reports that Stowers questioned Pauley's state of mind during the hearing. Stowers then accepted a plea agreement that called for Pauley to be serving life in prison with the possibility of parole after 15 years. He already has served more than 1 year behind bars. So there you go. Sounds like a good deal. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails. Sure. Get the hell out of here. I was going to say VoIP mails. Voice over IP. I've got Vonage on my mind for some reason. That goddamn song stuck in my head. All right. Yes, let's check in with my freaks here.
Hey, Tim, I've heard you talking about you don't know what to tag your show. I can send you a link, but I don't know what's a good... I've sent you an email a couple times before, but I don't think you ever got it because I never heard a response back from you. A good way to get a hold of you. I have a link that's... you got to do a lot of Google Foo to get to it, and that's like Kung Fu. But anyway, basically what this link will do is you put in a key phrase. It will then search Google and tell you all the words that people are using to try to come up with that phrase. So like if you type in big fat ass or whatever, it'll tell you the different types of words that people combinations and what is the most popular word used to get to that point.
I know. Like, the problem is I just want to do my show. It's not that I'm lazy. You know, I've been posting all of my shows very early for Sideshow Freaks, shortly after midnight. It's another reason to sign up for the Sideshow, as a matter of fact. You get early access to every episode of DV, and then in the afternoon I post it for the non-paying members. So it's not that I have a problem doing the show or I don't want to do it. I hate all the extra shit, like tagging and writing descriptions for the show and optimizing it for search engines. I don't want to be bothered with all that shit. I just want to do my stupid show, talk about cum farts and how horrible I am and my friends are for making fun of the crippled people. But look, I guess I'm going to have to just start doing it because I think it's important. I think I'd be getting a lot more listeners to the show if everything was properly tagged and linked and all that other bullshit.
Besides the actual word itself.
Yeah.
Anyways, if... oh, shit.
Thank
sorry.
Rude.
If you want to get back to me at whitetortoise@gmail.com, I'll send you that link.
Everyone has your email address now.
You have to have an AdSense account, I think. I don't remember.
I got one of them.
I'm always logged in, so I don't know.
Or analytics or something. All right, well, thank you very much, White Sword. I'll search for that email, and thank you.
Hey, Tim. I'm sure by now you've gotten a lot of shit for taking a long weekend. So I just wanted to say, as a Sideshow member, I understand and I appreciate it.
Well, you know, the thing is, I actually didn't get much shit, and I have to say thank you, guys. I haven't been taking days off very often because I knew that there was going to be some time that I was going to be down in Florida and shit like that. And I tried to do some shows for you guys while I was away in Florida. Like, I had a couple in the can, I guess. So I was able to have new shows for you while I was away in Florida. And of course, I had those updates for Sideshow Freak. So I definitely try to have shows for the times that I'm not available when I have a planned vacation or whatever. And there are going to be times when, I'm going to miss a show or something. And longtime listeners of the show know how bad I used to be. You know, like there would be I would miss at least a show a week. So I'm doing much better with that. And I definitely appreciate the fact I did not get any hate mail from people who, are upset that I missed a day or two or whatever it was. So thank you very much. I can't believe I'm actually saying something nice about my freaky deekies. You guys are actually not that bad.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Ghostbuster, Rich Slather. I hope you're back safe from your Florida jaunt.
Thank you.
One thing I wanted to ask.
Oh, shit. I'm getting to the voicemails from when I was in Florida, so I probably haven't gotten to the voicemails where people are screaming at me for missing a show.
I was listening to the show on the 14th where you said that you had to go to Ashtabula to pick up the U-Haul and then drive back down to Columbus to pick up Joey and all this shit. I was wondering what was the reason for that. I'll bet it's something mundane such as Joey's dad reserved the truck in Ashtabula and it couldn't be transferred to Columbus, but I'm hoping there's some big fucked up story about this involving Joey and his truck. But, you know, road stories, I'm sure you got those too. So cough them up. Thanks.
Yeah, well, listen, the story's not that interesting. And I don't know how much Joe wants me to say, but he had some family issues that came up kind of unexpectedly, last minute type of thing. So, originally, and he had like he had some stuff in Ashtabula too. So there was a couple reasons to have the truck in Ashtabula to load up some things. But to me it was. I'm pretty sure he could have fit that stuff in his car. He has like a Pacifica or something. You know, the back opens up, so he could have fit some of that shit in there. I still think it was silly. I don't think it was a reservation issue. I think all the U-Hauls are connected, right? And you could cancel because he didn't pay until we got into Ashtabula. He didn't pay for the van, so I don't think anything was reserved.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deck Show here. Hey, I was driving down the road and I saw this guy out in the field with a shovel. He was a digger, a digger, a digger, a digger.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, I'm masturbating to you right now.
No, you're not. Stop it.
Yeah.
Well, that might be window liquor. Kind of sounds like that sounds like window liquor, right? Wearing a diaper, masturbating. There's a poll currently up on my Facebook page over there at facebook.com/distortedviewshow. The question is, the poll is, Who wants to suck my ass with jelly? You can choose me. You can choose I'd prefer to use syrup. Or three, you could choose no thank you. Get your answers in now. And maybe later this week I'll reveal the results. I bet you most people would prefer to use syrup. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as you know, God.
Everybody in Cleveland, low minority, get Obama phone.
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. See you guys back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.